Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody. There's a cultural blitzkrieg happening in our country right now. And for whatever reason, another Republican governor has refused to listen to their voters and the state legislature and the state Senate when it comes to these transgender bills. We spent our whole episode on this topic, and it's very important. I'd love to hear from you your thoughts on this. freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, which is reaching millions of young people with the truth every single month, please go to charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Norman from Texas for your generous support. I want to thank Nicholas from Tacoma, Washington for your generous support. I want to thank Adam from Hilton, New York for your generous support. I want to thank Pamela from Waynesboro, Mississippi for your generous support. I want to thank Lenore from Oceanside, California for your monthly support, which means that you will be able to join us on our monthly call at charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Nancy from Texas for your monthly support. And I want to thank Rick from Michigan, very generous support, at charliekirk.com/support. You guys allow us to continue to grow to new heights and expand every day. Two podcasts a day, charliekirk.com/support. Text these episodes to your friends and help them subscribe. It helps us continue to grow. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. I love hearing from you guys. freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
I am fired up and a lot I want to talk about. And I saw something that really set me off. And I've actually become very in control of my temper the last couple of years. I was in North Dakota 2 days ago. It was hosted by a phenomenal group of people, people who love their country. We had a sold-out event at the Bell, which is the largest venue in beautiful Bismarck, North Dakota. I was hosted by a group called the North Dakota Conservative Advocates. It's a phenomenal group of people. Scott Hennin, who helps run the radio network in North Dakota, The Flag, was a phenomenal host, and we had a great time. We broadcasted our show, actually, a couple days ago from University of Mary. We had an incredible attendance at the Bell. Standing room only. Probably the largest political event in Bismarck of the year. For North Dakota to have nearly 1,000 people, I've been told that's a very big deal. We were talking about a lot of different things, and one of the topics that came across was, why is it that Republican governors and Republican leaders are not honoring their commitment to their voters? And so I was made aware by some of the activists from the North Dakota Conservative Advocates that there were a couple bills in front of the North Dakota legislature. I commented on one of them, which was a bill that would not allow the governor of North Dakota to issue a mask mandate. I calmly asked the governor in front of all of the activists, the grassroots of North Dakota, to sign this bill to limit government's emergency powers. It was met with a standing ovation. I did not know that the governor of North Dakota, Governor Doug Burgum, who I've met before, very nice guy, very pleasant. I met him at the Republican National Convention in 2016, I believe, when he was thinking of running for governor. Could be wrong. It might have been this. Anyway, it's irrelevant. I met him a couple years ago. I did not know that there was a bill that was on his desk that was a very simple bill to protect female sports. It's that simple. Saying that if you are a man who all of a sudden has a gender change, you are not allowed to compete in female sports. Well, late last evening, as soon as I had left the state of North Dakota and our event had ended and the potential for national criticism might have passed, Governor Burgum vetoed that bill. The governor of North Dakota has made a public signal to all of you that he does not believe that women's sports are worthy of protection. Governor Burgum has basically said he does not think men and women exist. It's merely a construct. That's the message he's sending to all of you. And this is a pattern that we are seeing from these corporate Republicans that are vetoing these bills. And let me say something. I'm going to dive into this in great detail because the people of North Dakota, I connected with you on such a personal level in the last couple of days. And I could see your anxiety. I could sense your frustration, and we were able to build a coalition of positive energy to try to take North Dakota in the right direction. And your governor just betrayed you. And he did it right in your eyes. And I feel involved in this because spending a couple days there, I would have commented on this, but of course he waited till we left. Maybe there's no correlation there. But in a state like North Dakota, I refuse to believe that. So Governor Burgum, who, by the way, sold his company to Microsoft and is friends with Bill Gates. Just think about that one. He vetoed this bill because he says, quote, "To date, there has not been a single recorded incident of a transgender girl attempting to play in a North Dakota girls team." Huh. "North Dakota today has a level playing field in fairness in girls' sports." And he says he trusts the North Dakota High School Sports Association. So Governor Burgum is basically saying, I trust some sort of some bureaucracy to enforce this. Is that the way the rest of the country is going? Well, Governor Burgum is probably owned by a cartel of corporations. He just welcomed Amazon into Fargo. And I went on Scott Hennin's radio show in North Dakota, and I said that if they welcome Amazon into their state, they are going to control public policy decisions. And this is one example of that. For example, Governor Burgum says, well, there's no examples of this, right? Well, just neighboring North Dakota is the Big Sky Conference. Did you know that the female athlete of the week from the Big Sky Conference not too long ago was a man who thought he was a woman? Just changed gender. This person is named June Eastwood, formerly known as Jonathan Eastwood, transitioned and starts to beat all of these women in women's sports. And then, of course, was named the Big Sky Conference Athlete of the Week. So Governor Burgum obviously is not aware that there are opportunistic men that have gender dysphoria and mental issues that are changing their gender to go destroy women's sports. He does not believe women are necessary of protect. He doesn't believe that they are worthy of protection. Instead, Governor Burgum believes that he wants to pander to the corporate class. And here's the excuse he gave. What a just gross statement, quite honestly. "This bill would unnecessarily inject the state into a local issue by creating a ban with a myriad of unforeseen consequences." He's talking like a corporate libertarian. You see, we as conservatives believe in the natural law, the laws of nature and nature's God, as the Declaration of Independence clearly says. If the state is good for anything, it's good for protecting the chemical castration of children, Governor Asa Hutchinson, or enforcing biological gender standards for women and for men. But there's something a lot deeper going on here that everyone is missing. The state legislatures keep on putting these bills on these governors' desks. You see, the state legislatures are the closest to their voters. These state legislatures aren't, they're not just cooking these things up and they're failing in committee. They are enthusiastically getting voted on. In fact, in the North Dakota state legislature house, this passed 69 to 25. In the House of Representatives, or the state house, I should say, House Bill 1298 in North Dakota. So the state legislative house, they're listening to their constituents. They're responding to them. The state Senate passed it 27 to 20. But Governor Burgum is deciding that the 69 members of the House who represent their voters and the 27 members of the Senate, that he knows better than them. Governor Burgum is just the latest in this trend of corporate Republicans who are perfectly fine witnessing and overseeing the moral decline of America as long as they keep on getting invited to cocktail parties with Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates. Governor Burgum is not a Republican. Asa Hutchinson is not a Republican. These are corporate lobbyists that are indifferent to the most important issues of our time, such as what is a man and what is a woman. We're just getting warmed up, I promise. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes, Fiat, Kia, and models, it is now impossible to stock all the parts you need on a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer, choosing the only brand his warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. Rockauto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. Rockauto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. Rockauto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Go to RockAuto.com right now to see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Charlie Kirk in there, "How'd you hear about us?" section. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. So the governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum, vetoed a bill that was enthusiastically passed by the North Dakota House and the North Dakota Senate. The ACLU, which is an anti-American organization within our own country, refuses to hold the Biden administration accountable, says, quote, "It was thrilled with Governor Burgum's decision to veto this bill." If the ACLU is ever thrilled with what you've done when it comes to these issues, you're probably not a Republican. So the ACLU says, quote, "Nobody wins when politicians try to meddle in people's lives like this. Nobody wins when we try to codify discrimination like this. So I have a proposition. We should remove the age requirement for high school sports. We should allow 35-year-old people to go play high school sports. If there is no prerequisite to have standards for athletic competition, we should allow people that used to be varsity athletes that want to go relive their glory days to go play high school football, to go play high school basketball, to be able to go back into swim meets. If there is this idea of standards, then why have any standards at all whatsoever? For example, the organization is the North Dakota High School Association. Who's to say what a high schooler is? How dare you? It's my truth. Age is just a paradigm. Age is just a number. We create time. Time is not anything that is actually real. Time is of the mystics. Just because I've been on this planet longer doesn't mean that I should be disenfranchised from reliving my college basketball days. What's the difference? But Governor Burgum doesn't believe that any sort of standards are necessary. And so Governor Burgum's rationale is, well, there's no one here yet. Well, first of all, there will be. And so when it comes, I want all of you in North Dakota and across the country to remember, when female sports in North Dakota is destroyed, remember this moment. When the ACLU gives a standing ovation to Governor Burgum, because he's like, well, we don't want to inject the state into these form of standards. Now, here's the, I shouldn't have to do this part of the segment, but let me just do this part of the segment for the slower people that work in Governor Burgum's office. This is a very, I know this is a very obvious thing, but let me just go through this. Women, again, this is a study done by the Journal of Applied Physiology. Did you know that women exhibit about 40% less upper body strength and 33% less lower body strength than men? I know this is a shocking thing for most people. A 2006 study in the same journal revealed that men had stronger grips than women. In general, men are also faster than women. The fastest woman in the world, Florence Griffith Joyner, ran the 100-meter dash in 10.49 seconds, and in 1988, that record remains unbroken. Yet her fastest time wouldn't have even qualified her for the men's 2016 Olympic competition. I know this is a shocking thing for people, but men are faster and stronger and have more muscle mass than women. But literally have the numbers to support that. And so should there be standards for anything? And how are we able to find these standards? Well, this idea and this excuse that we're getting from these Republican governors like Governor Burgum and Asa Hutchinson, who's just completely worthless, by the way, Asa Hutchinson in Arkansas, is, well, we don't like using state power for this stuff. We don't want to abuse our power. What if I told you, you not clarifying standards is an abuse of power? What if I told you doing nothing when something evil is occurring is an abuse of power? Your moral indifference to this issue is you abusing the power that the voters gave you. But this is not even about sports, actually. It's something a lot bigger. There's a reason why the state legislative houses keep putting these bills on these governors' desks. It's because they actually have to go home and walk through the grocery stores and walk through the communities that they serve, where these governors are escorted in private chauffeured vehicles, and they have no idea the wants, needs, and concerns of the states they actually represent. Becoming a governor in America seems as if it's just basically being a spokesperson for the United States Chamber of Commerce. All they care about is job development. All they care about is business. And there's a really interesting moment here where you have a collision course between the state legislative houses and the governor's mansions. What's going on here? What's going on is the state legislative and state senate houses, the houses of power, they're the ones that listen to their voters, because if they don't, they're not going to be there any longer. Where these governors, they listen to their donors. These governors, like Governor Burgum, is in a love affair with Amazon, who just built a massive facility in Fargo, North Dakota. And Governor Burgum, the worst thing that could happen to him is upsetting Bill Gates and the tech companies. What is this really about? And why are our leaders so afraid? Who's in charge? Look, by now you've all heard me talk about MyPillow and how Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. Mike Lindell, he's got a lot of ambition. He's a patriot. He loves his country. A lot of people like Mike Lindell. In fact, I get emails from people. They say, Charlie, how can I help you? How can I help Mike Lindell? How can I help the country? Well, if you go to MyPillow.com and buy anything with the promo code Kirk, it helps both of us. That's right. Maybe you want to go buy the MyPillow slippers. They're beautiful slippers. Maybe you want to buy the MyPillow. MyPillow slippers are so comfortable that you want to get some for the whole family. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. You'll also get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress toppers, and MyPillow towel sets. Or call 800-875-0425 and use promo code Kirk. It'd be one thing if the state legislatures weren't moving on these issues. It'd be one thing if the state legislatures are like, we don't want to deal with it. But when you have a singular governor in the state like Arkansas and a state like North Dakota and even in Arizona, I don't understand why Governor Ducey vetoed a bill saying parents should have a right to be able to know what their children are learning in public schools when it comes to sexuality and gender fluidity and this transgender nonsense that is spreading our country. He vetoed that bill. Not sure why. Is that the people are with us. You see, the corporate boardrooms have run the Republican Party for years. And Governor Burgum and Governor Hutchinson are great examples of that. But now the kitchen table is going to run the Republican Party. And these governors that have been appointed and have been spokespeople for the United States Chamber of Commerce that are creatures of these tech companies, they're kind of confused why when they run to the hills in an act of absolute cowardice, that they're not applauded for that. So here's why. None of this is actually about sports. I could go through story after story. There's an MMA story. There's a Connecticut high school story here for you on the live stream. You look, here's a man that's literally like 50 yards ahead of all the competition in a women's track event. That's a man who all of a sudden decided to think he was a woman. Actually, do we have a clip from here? Laura Ingraham had that clip. I'll let Laura Ingraham tell this best. Play tape.
What happened to you that made you feel like you were, you know, being treated unfairly?
I lost out on countless opportunities to get placements, get titles, and qualify for further meets to display my talents to college coaches.
Did you actually lose competitions to meets to male athletes, biological males?
Every single meet that I've competed against them.
So is that four total or more?
Countless times.
Oh, countless times. Well, we probably could count, but we'll say it's a lot. Alana?
Got it. I remember when that segment actually happened. I was on Laura's show the next evening. And so every time the biological man who thought he was a woman in Connecticut competed against these young ladies, he won. But this is not about sports. It's obvious the sports issue. It would just take a little bit of courage. Here's what it's about. The reason why the state legislatures are passing these bills, it's because decent Americans see their beloved country, they see it being ruled by an oligarchy of nihilists who want to impose a corrosive agenda on your way of life. Put simply, the American people want leaders that will act as bodyguards, as a measure of defense against the cultural blitzkrieg that we're living through right now. We are living through a shock and awe campaign where they are trying to make you submit, run into your bunker, and hope you do not get taken out in the collateral damage. It's suffocating our way of life. But decent Americans, like the amazing people in North Dakota or where I was in Ohio, they turned to me because they still remember a time when Americans have something different in our spirit. And they say, Charlie, we want to do something about this. We're not happy just to be called all these names and have to sit down and take it. We're Americans. What do we do next? And Americans across the country, the people, the kitchen tables, not the corporate boardrooms, they know that an American value is that how do you deal with an attack? You counterattack. You fortify your forces and you must have a proportional response. And so the North Dakota State Legislature says, okay, you're going to veto all these bills when it comes to men and women competition. We're going to play offense. But the governor of North Dakota and the governor of Arkansas, they're perfectly fine looking at America as a colony, not as a country. So when there is a man who decides to go compete in women's sports in North Dakota, there could have been an opportunity to protect women's sports forever. But it's not just about sports. It's about America, the promise, America, the gift, slipping out of the fingers of people who have done everything they've been told to do. Out of people that go to church and raise their families, and they say, you know what? Our way of life is now being strangled out. So what can we do? Well, the Founding Fathers gave us a mechanism to do something about this. The Founding Fathers gave us a representative system of government. I ask this to young people all the time. I say, what was the American Revolution about? It was about consent. So if you want something done, you show up and you vote. Well, the North Dakota citizens have done that. Arkansas citizens have done that. The Kansas citizens have done that. And by the way, this North Dakota governor is not alone. The governor of Kansas, a Democrat, she's unlikely to sign the Fairness in Women's Sports Act as well because she says it's anti-progressive or really regressive legislation. This word progressive, I find to be, I just chuckle when I see that. So Governor Laura Kelly, who's a Democrat of Kansas, who never should have been elected governor of Kansas. So let me get this straight. If we decriminalize or legalize pedophilia, would you sign that into law because it's progressive? Is all progress good? Should we make an idol out of progress? Some progress is helpful, like abolishing abortion. Some progress is really bad. For example, in Cambridge, Massachusetts, they now legally recognize three men being fathers of one child. Progress, right? Who cares? We're just going to oversee the moral decline of the country as long as we have Amazon in our state. That's what's important. What's important is all this plastic from China and destroying our small businesses, but at least, hey, I got to buy an extra home in Aspen, is what the ruling class says. And then, again, I want to just reinforce this. Here's the positive of this. The people are not going to tolerate this anymore. Does Governor Burgum realize how replaceable he is? Does H.A. Hutchinson realize how replaceable he is? Well, you don't have some sort of special skill set. In fact, you've been an awful governor of North Dakota. Terrible. Well, find somebody else. You know, it's really funny. Donald Trump changed the Republican Party forever because Donald Trump was a bodyguard. He protected us. Donald Trump listened to his voters, and he never betrayed a promise of his voters, ever. He has more integrity than every single one of these leaders combined. Because for him, he knew the people who sent them there. He knew why he was there. Donald Trump knew who he worked for. Donald Trump understood representative government. And more than anything else, the people who are in charge, they feel this entitlement to thwart the will of the voters. You know, when a bill passes the state house 69 to 25, you should probably take notice. That's not a narrow vote. That's not just scraping by. It's a big deal. Let's get to some sound here. Let's go to a cut here. Yeah, play tape. Play tape.
Well, when we get down to it, women and girls all share a biological reality. We are all female. But if any male person can call himself a woman or legally identify as female, then predatory men will do so in order to gain access to women's single-sex spaces. And this puts every woman and girl at risk.
That was, I think it was on either Brett Baer or on Laura Ingraham's show. It might have been actually Fox News at Night. If our leaders are not going to protect our women's sports, our female sports, then who will? The voters want that. The voters are demanding it. This is an act of treachery. And so how do you deal with this? What's the proper proportional response? Exactly what the state legislature has done in these states across the country. The Republican Party is changing for the better. The Republican Party is no longer going to be a party of profit worshiping. It's no longer going to be a party of idolizing the corporate boardroom. I care much more about the kitchen table values than the corporate boardroom values. That is the distinction. I care much more about whether or not a 14-year-old girl in Bismarck, North Dakota, or a 14-year-old girl in Arkansas or in Arizona is able to play in women's sports without having their dreams and their ambitions crushed. And that's just the beginning of the problem, by the way. This goes into a whole nother issue of moral relativism. My truth. Your biology is set very simply by your chromosomes. If the government cannot have very clear rules for the road on that issue, then what good is our government? And the answer is the only good our government is to serve the wants, interests, and needs of businesses that hate our values. That's what it's for. And these businesses are now running our government. I want to read this quote from Governor Burgum. He says, quote, "The bill would unnecessarily inject the state into a local issue by creating a ban with a myriad of unforeseen consequences." Unforeseen consequences? You mean having women's sports the way it's been? Where are the feminists on this issue, by the way? Where is Nancy Pelosi and the people that have told us that we need massive dramatic action to protect female sports, or not just protect females in our country? What is a woman? What is a woman? I can answer that question. The corporate class, Democrats, and Governor Burgum can't. And their excuse and their indifference on this issue is very telling. It's basically they're signaling to the rest of the country, I'm either afraid to take this fight, I'm okay with this massive, corrosive deconstruction of the American promise and experiment. It's an act of treachery. How do you deal with treachery? You expose it. You talk about it. And you don't tolerate it. But here's the good news. And I want to reinforce the good news, everybody. These leaders are replaceable. They're only there because we put them there. The people are with us. This is a 90-10 issue. Not even. It's a 95-5 issue. Especially in North Dakota, it's a 99-1 issue. Not exactly where I think the transgender movement thought they were going to get a win. The ACLU is dancing right now in the streets. Because the ACLU now says, well, hey, if we can win in North Dakota, we can win everywhere. But that's okay. The people are with us. We just have to find leaders that aren't cowardly, like Governor Ron DeSantis. We have to find leaders that are willing to do what they say they're going to do, listen to the voters, and then enact their wishes. Because if our leaders are not going to act as bodyguards against this cultural blitzkrieg, then who will? That is where the Republican Party needs to be. So have you ever browsed in incognito mode? It's probably not as incognito as you think. And why would it be? Incognito mode, like the Chrome browser itself, is a Google product. And Google has made its fortune by tracking your movements online. There's even a $5 billion class action lawsuit against the company in California, where it's accused of secretly collecting user data. Google's defense, incognito does not mean invisible. So how do you actually make yourself as invisible as possible online? ExpressVPN. Turns out that even in incognito mode, your online activity still gets tracked. And data brokers still get to buy and sell your data. One of these data points is in your IP address. Data harvesters use your IP to uniquely identify you and your location. But with ExpressVPN, your connection gets rerouted through an encrypted server and your IP address is masked. Every time you connect to ExpressVPN, you get a random IP address shared by other ExpressVPN customers that makes it harder for third parties to identify you or harvest your data. Best of all, ExpressVPN is super easy to use no matter what device you're on, phone, laptop, or smart TV. All you have to do is tap one button for instant protection. So if you really want to go incognito and protect your privacy, secure yourself with the number one rated VPN. Visit expressvpn.com/Charlie. That's ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. But I want to close the loop on this idea of governors acting like philosopher kings. What is a philosopher king? If anyone knows, they are Plato and Plato's Republic. A philosopher king is someone where Plato argued that philosopher must become kings, or now called kings, must genuinely and adequately philosophize. It's this idea that I'm in a position of power and I know better than you. And what's so scary and disturbing about this trend is that there's a disconnect from the will of the people and the actions of people in charge. So this is where there's only a couple of potential outcomes. When leaders are in agreement with their voters and they do what their voters want, you have peace. You have stability. People ask me all the time, Charlie, why is there so much unrest? Why are we so divided? There's a couple explanations. But a very obvious explanation is you get revolutions when the people feel like they are not being adequately represented by the people in charge. Why would you revolutionize the country if you're getting what you want out of the people in charge? It wouldn't make any sense, right? If the leaders are listening to their voters and they are getting marching orders, 97% of people in North Dakota think female sports shouldn't have men in them. Maybe I should do something about it. The state legislature did. The state Senate did. But then the governor says, I know better than you. That's the philosopher king syndrome. And so the question is, what do we do about it? Well, thankfully, the people are so dramatically fed up and tired with this pattern, it's a pressure cooker. I don't really know what comes next, but I'm pretty good at predicting this. There's going to be massive political upheaval in the next 9 to 18 months. Massive. There will be black swan events that we have not anticipated. The Republican Party is about to become completely redefined. As I mentioned, I was at the RNC meeting in Dallas, and some of the members I talked to got it, and some of them said, well, Charlie, we love corporations, don't we? I said, man, you need to watch more of Tucker's show. Where have you been? Most of them got it, though. But when I talk to the voters, when I'm in front of 800 people in Bismarck, North Dakota, when I'm in front of 1,000 people in Missouri, when I'm in front of 1,200 people in Lexington, Kentucky, when I'm in front of a packed group in Oklahoma, and the governor of Oklahoma is doing a nice job. He actually deserves credit. He's been very good. When I'm in front of packed audiences in Nashville, Vegas, and San Jose, and I say corporations are not your friend, I get standing ovations. When I say that it's time for our leaders to do what they say they're going to do, they start applauding for 2, 3, 4 minutes. And guess, you know what's even more amazing? We just had a group of our investors and donors at Turning Point USA. They get it too. The only group of people that don't get it are the top of the hierarchy of decision makers, which is the governors and the people surrounding it, because they remember a Republican Party that was asleep. They remember a Republican Party where all you had to do was go to ribbon cuttings for Amazon and talk about cutting taxes, not even actually do it for working people, and you get reelected. That's what Republicans used to have to do. The ribbon-cutting Republicans are so confused. They're like, I thought I just had to cut a bunch of ribbons for a Chinese tech company in Wisconsin and everything's better. No, actually, we want something different. We need a bodyguard and a defender against this cultural blitzkrieg that's happening. And we want a counter move. We want you to use your political power that we gave you to defend our way of life. Not sit idly by and say, you know what, like Doug Burnham, I don't have the power to do it. No, you do. Why run for office if you're not going to use the power that we gave you, the Constitution granted you? Thanks so much for listening, everybody. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com and email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. God bless you. Speak to you soon.